Florida Senator Marco Rubio now says he's a yes vote on the Republican tax cut plan now that he's won the promise of a more generous child tax credit. Later this afternoon, Republicans are preparing to make public the text of their plan to cut corporate and income taxes and limit some popular deductions. President Trump predicted Republicans now have the votes to pass it.
I think that we are going to be in a position to pass something as early as next week, which will be monumental.
Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News and joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And does it look like they have the votes?
Well, Kevin Brady of the House Ways and Means Committee came out today and said he has all the signatures he needs in the House, and he thinks that there will be enough votes in the Senate to pass it. However, it's not obvious that that's totally clear right now. There are still some fence sitters in the Senate. And there's still the issue of John McCain is away from the Capitol for cancer treatment. Now, they expect him to come back and make it for the vote, but it's not enough really to say it's quite a slam dunk right now. But it does look like it's getting close.
But once they come out with this final text later today, can they make changes after that? Are we going to see handwritten notes on the side of the bill as we saw with the bill that passed the Senate?
I mean, it's a great question. I doubt that they will do the handwritten notes this time just because there was such enormous controversy and criticism over that in the Senate bill. However, they obviously want to rush this bill through before Doug Jones, the Democrat who just won the Alabama election, gets sworn in, which would be at the end of the month or early January. So there is obviously, a big urgency on the part of the Republicans to get this through. I don't know if they'll hand amend it in handwriting again, but I'd be surprised if they do.
Well, one of the issues that came up for not just Marco Rubio, but also Senator Lee of Utah is the child tax credit. What was done in the end, or do we know, to the child tax credit?
Right. So the way the child tax credit works is that taxpayers previously received a $1,000 tax credit for each child. This reform would actually increase the credit to $2,000. But the way it works is if your income is so low that you don't pay any income taxes, you still get a refund based on this credit. And originally the plan was to cap that refund at $1,100 per child. This compromise to sort of win Marco Rubio's support lifts that to $1,400.
Hmm. And what about the issue of individual income taxes? Senator Susan Collins of Maine has said in the past that she does not want to reduce the top income tax rate for the wealthiest Americans from 39.6 to 37%. Is that likely to change?
Well, Susan Collins certainly is adding a lot of drama to these negotiations. She said yesterday that there's a lot of rumors about what's in the bill, and she wants to take the weekend to read it. And we haven't heard anything from her since then to indicate that that's not still the case. But the way I look at it, these negotiations are like a game of Jenga. You know, you pull a block out of somewhere, and you have to worry each time over whether it's going to cause the whole thing to collapse. So if they were to bend to her wishes on that top tax bracket, it makes you wonder if they might lose some votes elsewhere. So it's obviously a very delicate negotiation. I haven't seen anything today to suggest that they would really bend to her wishes on that tax bracket, though.
Now, they do have to stay within certain budget rules in order to get this passed with just 51 votes in the Senate. How does that affect what's going on?
Well, it's a much bigger effect on the Senate because their budget rules are a lot more strict than the House. And the big number that we've been talking about for weeks now is that $1.5 trillion over 10 years. And it's caused the Senate to want to sunset a lot of the individual tax breaks. In other words, have them phased out over time. And the thinking there is that any Congress in the future is unlikely to allow those sunsets to happen. But, you know, it's really gambling on the makeup of the Congress in the future to assume that's going to happen.
But it's that $1.5 trillion. That's how much they can add to the deficit over 10 years.
That's right. That's the main sort of number they're watching in this.
One more thing I wanted to point out, which is that it appears that the loosening of rules that tax exempt organizations such as churches could endorse political candidates, that got taken out of this bill.
That got taken out of it. That was in the House version of the tax bill. It was not in the Senate version. It was something that Democrats pushed back very strongly against. Obviously, they feared sort of in the evangelical community a lot of endorsements of Republican candidates. So they were able to keep it out of this reconciled bill. It's a win for them, as the Washington Post described it. It's sort of a minor victory, though, considering everything else in the bill.
I have a feeling we're going to have a little more drama before this is all over, but we'll be watching. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.